This question goes to Representative Chris Tompkins. Abe asks, given the hurtful cuts to our school district budget and other vital infrastructures, what would you do to change the state budget to help Sitka?
Well, this is something I was really involved with the last couple of years, and Sitka School District was really, every school district in Alaska was caught in this pretty dire budgeting situation. In the operating budget compromise this last year, the House coalition secured, I think it was an $80 million increase to public education funding, which had been flatline for, I think, the previous 5 or so years. I might be off by a year or two, but all while health insurance costs and energy costs and inflation basically erode the real dollars that are going into the district. So it's effectively these year-over-year cuts. So I think those modest increases to public education to at least keep up with inflation make a lot of sense to me, and we have walked that walk. The coalition has been able to come up with funding for public schools, which preserve programs like music and extracurricular sports and a lot of the aspects of our public education system that keep students engaged and certainly kept me engaged as a student as well.
Dr. Wayne?
You have to remember that before oil, Alaska was one of the poorest states in the union. We're not the Fed, meaning the Federal Reserve. We can't print money. Money has to be earned. And in order to earn money, you have to support business. And therefore, you have to support all the aspects of a prosperous, diversified economy within the state, and the legislature is the driver of that. And we need to have everything on the table in order to promote a business and revenue streams, period. I feel that that is the way towards prosperity. If we do not diversify the economy and go full steam ahead with all aspects of economics, that we'll forever be asking the question about school funding and infrastructure, because that is what feeds District 35 in the state, is a healthy state and a healthy economy.